We welcome Mike List, 9 News Broncos Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Mike, tell us what's going on with the quarterback room. Russell Wilson's had knee surgery, Sean Clifford getting a Zoom interview, and Jarrett Stidham is the backup. Should we be concerned about Russell Wilson's knee?
I don't think so. You know, I think it's one of those discomfort things and a cleanup thing. I'm not exactly sure the details of the surgery itself, but you know, it's one of those chronic things that have been bothering him, giving him discomfort for 3 or 4 years. I don't think so. Those type of things. Maybe it will cost him a little bit as far as reps in the off season, but you get a look at Stidham, and you know, you were mentioning Clifford as far as the Zoom interview, and you know, they need a third quarterback. So whether it's an undrafted guy, you know, a day three guy, fifth, sixth round, they need to get a third quarterback, and the draft makes sense to go get one.
Mike, in this year's draft, there are going to be 66 players picked before the Denver Broncos get an opportunity to pick their first. How do you approach it? How do you approach it if you're Sean Payton, George Payton, the Walton Penner Group? How do you approach this year's draft, especially with, you know, Nate's talking about the Zoom interview, using it, one on the kid from Penn State. But just how do you look at this year's draft as opposed to years before? How do you think they should be approaching it as far as their evaluations?
You know, I think it's similar to last year where you try to get a starter. You try to get two starters. Last year it was Nick Benito at 64 and Greg Dulcich at 80. And you try to get two starters there. Nick Benito, as it turned out, you know, and I think the Broncos did know this, that he would be a developmental guy, that he'd have to get stronger. But they're confident he'll come on in year two. He better come on in year two as the last pick in the second round. This year, that 67 and 68 picks are, you know, you pick 67 and 68 real early in the third round. That's just about the same thing as picking 64 and 80. You know, there's some advantages there. So Dulcich was a nice player when he was healthy. He wasn't healthy enough. You know, you got to get two starters. And where they identify those two starters, I'm not sure. There's a lot of buzz about center being one of the picks at the third round. The third round is a center, a draft. A lot of centers get drafted in the third round. Running back, I think, would come into play in the third round. And, you know, maybe an edge guy, you know, one more edge guy, although I think they're fine there. I think they like the six that they have. Jacob Martin is one of them, by the way. And, you know, but that's a possibility, and maybe another corner. But wherever they think that they're lacking, that's where they'll go in the third round to try to get two starters at 67 and 68, at least by the second half of the season. It's hard for those guys, like Quinn Meinerz. Didn't start the first half of his rookie year, but he did the second half. That's the type of starter you need.
Mike, the wide receiver conversation as far as free agency continues. The conversation Adam Thielen had with Pat McAfee, talking about the Broncos and their interest there. With Courtland Sutton having the ACL 3 years ago, KJ Hamler, ACL and hip 2 years ago, Tim Patrick last year. Is it just a question of availability and injury concerns where Sean Payton is maybe dissatisfied with his room? What is going on with his view of the wide receiver room overall?
Yeah, I think one of the big things with Sean Payton is he believes in his offensive system. It's not quite a plug and play, but it's, I mean, I think he thinks, and he's proven this to think the way he does, that, you know, there's a lot of receivers that are going to be productive and successful in his system. A lot of running backs and a lot of receivers. So, yeah, you look to see what's best as far as the overall jigsaw puzzle, both for the salary cap and the roster. You know, they were earlier when there was some trade talk and Alan Lazard, You know, I think they were looking at Jerry Jeudy. Well, they weren't looking at Jerry Jeudy. New England made a pretty good push for Jerry Jeudy. You know, they got, if you look at what New England has, they've got three picks in the fourth, three picks in the sixth, and then they got picks in every round. You know, the second round, it just kind of surmising here, you know, if they offered a second and a fourth to the Broncos for Jerry Jeudy and Alan Lazard's out there, you know, I think maybe the Broncos might have thought, as they should have, you know, do you want Lazard in the second round pick for Jeudy? I'm not saying that's exactly how it all played out, but, you know, those type of discussions and does that make your team better? You consider those kind of things. In the end, they didn't. They didn't go that way. They didn't get Lazard, number one. He was, you know, it was a foregone conclusion. He was going to Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett with the New York Jets. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure where it stands. There's a lot of smoke out there with both Sutton and Jeudy as far as interest from other teams. But I still continue to hear that no trade is imminent for the Broncos. It's going to be interesting. The owners' meetings are this start Sunday in Phoenix. And we'll be able to talk to Sean Payton at the breakfast on Monday morning. And then George Payton, you know, at some point during the owners' meetings after that. And so we'll get a lot of answers here in about 5 days. But, you know, right now I'm not quite sure where it stands with the trade other than, you know, stay on guard, you know, be on alert. But also it doesn't appear that anything's imminent at this point.
Mike, you mentioned that they're good at edge defender. When I look at this depth chart at the edge, they got a bunch of unproven players and Randy Gregory, who's been perpetually injured. You got Jonathan Cooper, a guy who's been on and off the field, Baron Browning on and off the field, Nick Benito a little bit light in the ass on and off the field, Jonathan Kongbo, and you mentioned Jonathan Martin there. Are they really good at edge?
Yeah, Kongbo, they did not tender at the I do not believe at exclusive rights free agency. Maybe they signed him back. I'm unaware of that. But yeah, they think they're good there. The guy they really believe in is Baron Browning, and you know, like you say, he's been nicked up this last year, and he's been nicked up really here and there at Ohio State. He has to stay healthy. He's doing that Von Miller training in San Francisco with Hell's trainer. I can't pronounce his last name, but does a lot of outdoor steps and hill running. And so he's going to come in with these massive thighs that Von Miller did. And hopefully that's the right training technique for being successful on the edge.
Mike, how do we put all our eggs in the basket with Baron Browning when we had Vic Fangio put Baron Browning at inside linebacker, then Nathaniel Hackett's staff now, they put him at outside linebacker. Baron Browning hasn't proven anything in this league either.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. Don't you think he played pretty well last year? I thought he looked pretty good.
I thought he was good, Mike, but I think that a lot of his game is, it's all about that get-off, and a lot of times he's kind of guessing as far as when to, you know, explode off the line of scrimmage. I don't see him flat-out, you know, dominating guys. I think it's about the quickness of his game.
Yeah. Well, the Broncos believe in him, and, you know, he's going to be the starter opposite Gregory, and like you, like the Nate was saying earlier, Gregory's got an injury history. He's got to stay healthy, and they're paying him. You know, they're paying him $14 million, and he's got to get out there for 16, 17 games next year. And they believe he will. You know that he's all healed up from all his issues last year, and he will be Randy Gregory that they believe they signed at, you know, roughly this time last year. But, yeah, I do think it's a question mark, guys. I agree. I think the edge and the pass rush is a question mark. But they're counting on these guys to step up and improve. They got young guys there, mainly Browning and Cooper and Benito. Those are the three keys. Those guys have to make a step up for the Broncos to get the pass rush that they have in recent years.
All right, good stuff, Mike. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Thanks, Mike.
See you.
Thanks,
all right, guys.
That's Mike Kliss, 9 News Broncos Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.